respective rulers of Qadr and Shirr. Today, inshallah, we'll learn that who are those they are not misguided by the shaitan, Iblis, La'in. The chosen and distinguished servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the honorable prophets alayhi wasalam and the saints. Meaning the prophets alayhi wasalam and awliya Allah, rahimahumullah. They are the ones who are not misguided by the shaitan. The reason is, anbiya kiram, prophets alayhi wasalam, they are infallible, ma'asum, and they do not commit sins. Shaitan cannot misguide them. Whereas awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are mahfuz. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect, Allah protects them from sinning. So these are the ones who are chosen ones, and they remain safeguarded through the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, according to the honorable Sufis, there are two ways to overpower shaitan. What are those two ways? One should seek refuge with Allah Almighty and remain safe from the deceit of shaitan. This is very important. If you want to overpower shaitan, what should you do? You should seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can protect you, and you can remain safeguarded from the tricks of shaitan. And the second advice Imam Ghazali al-Rahma has given is, one should always remain prepared to fight against shaitan. Drive him away and oppose him. So we should always be ready for our self-defense from shaitan, from nafs. And if we are ready and prepared to tackle the tricks of shaitan, then inshaAllah there will be madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will remain safe from the tricks of shaitan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.